Hello, good sir. This is True 911. How is it going? I sincerely hope you're having the greatest day of your life. I hope you're having a great week, a great month. I hope everything is going and working out for you very, very well. Today we are Thursday. One more day until Friday. Shouldn't be too bad. I hope you're gonna have a great weekend, et cetera, et cetera. I hope you have a good life. But before I end off this message, I think I have to begin it first. There are 3 points that you mentioned to me, and I'm in turn going to just, give you a little bit of words of motivation or how I could relate to them in any way, shape, or form, and hopefully give you second wind to do whatever the hell you want to do. Make sure that you live your life on your own terms and to enjoy the greatest happiness life has to offer you. So, number one, your dad of three kids. That's amazing. I'm actually one of three kids. I'm not a father yet, but I am only 23, and I do have both my mother and my father, both loving parents. I attribute all of my success to them. There are so many things that I keep telling them on how well they raised me and who I am today is because of them. And sometimes they don't believe it. They criticize themselves pretty harshly, like they feel like they did something wrong. That's not wrong. They didn't do anything wrong. In my mind, they did everything correct. The reason why I'm enjoying a high level of success, at least in my own eyes, is attributable to my parents. And so, I gotta say that you being a parent of three kids really struck a chord with me, and I really hope that, you do everything you possibly can for your kids because they love you so much unconditionally, and their future success rides on your ability to be the greatest father ever. So really, I really honestly feel that your kids are going to be amazing. They're going to be great people in the future. They're going to do whatever they want that is going to make them succeed in their life, and all of their successes is going to be attributed to you and your wife. And so for that, I'm happy to hear that. I honestly believe in your ability to raise three awesome kids without even knowing you. The fact that you just mentioned it is more than enough for me to believe that you're a great individual and that you can do everything. You're going to do everything you possibly can for your three kids. I'm happy for you, buddy. Number two, starting my dream of writing fiction. That is really cool. That's amazing. I like to write. I enjoy it, but I can't really say I'm extremely motivated to write the best piece of writing I can do. My passion involves motivating. It involves talking. It involves conversing with new individuals. People often say they have trouble starting a conversation. For me, it's actually the complete opposite. I have trouble ending a conversation. I'm thinking about getting a shirt that says "Caution." Conversation with me could last anywhere between 5 and 30 minutes because I literally trap people in conversation. They just don't know how to leave, and really, nor do I. I just have such a good time talking to everyone, and I learn I guess you could say my passion in my life revolves around learning things about you. Hence why I thoroughly enjoy learning new things about strangers, because it gives me identity. It makes me become more human, and so I love when you tell me things like, I have three kids and I'm starting my dream of writing fiction. So good for you. Good for you. I'm happy for you. Thrilled. And I hope, and I know you will. Rather, I am extremely positive in your ability to succeed and write the best piece of fiction ever. The only thing that's stopping you from reaching your true potential is those pesky life obstacles that are difficult. Sometimes it is really easy to get off of tr get to get off off our motivational path and try to deal with all the little problems that tend to come up left, right, and center. So with that, try to keep in mind that writing fiction is something that you thoroughly enjoy to do. You say it's your dream, it's your passion. Your passion outlet involves writing, and so keep in mind that your life is to serve a greater purpose, and that is to pour your heart and soul into writing fiction. And so I believe in you. Absolutely, I believe in you. I think you're going to do really good. And you lost 30 pounds on the keto diet, dude. That's amazing. 30 pounds. That's a lot. Man, that's incredible. That's what I curl. 25, 30 pounds. So that's heavy. And good for you for losing that weight. That's amazing. I can't help but, you know, tell you how happy I am to hear that you've lost 30 pounds. It's funny that when you start losing weight, I haven't lost as much as you have, but I've lost some, I think maybe like 10 or 15 pounds. But the cool thing about it is that you tend to feel extra energy. You tend to feel more motivated. You tend to want to do things that you normally wouldn't think of as being possible prior to losing the weight. But then all of a sudden, bam, magic. You're like, I want to do everything. So keep up the good work, because they say that magic doesn't exist, and I call them liars. I think magic does exist. You start eating healthy and all of a sudden you have more energy. To me, that's magic. And so continue, you know, living the dream of writing fiction. Continue to lose your weight, because you know what? That's a great lifestyle change. And continuously be a boss to your three kids. I honestly believe that you're raising them extremely well. I sincerely hope that you do everything you can for them. They're going to unconditionally love you forever. But at the same time, you know, they really need to like a figure, I guess a dad figure. And so it's good that you're there for them. I guess the one piece of advice being a child of, you know, one of three childs of two parents would be to say that spend as much time as you can with them. They love when you're able to, you know, complement any sort of passion or any sort of interest that they have, because that is what, you know, differentiates between one child and another when they grow up. And that is the fact that their father was there to support whatever passion that they have. So I really believe in you. I believe in all of your family, and I really want you to succeed. And with that, I hope you have a fantastic life, my friend. Take care.